He jumped from the 21st floor of his office building, I thought, after my brother texted me the news. I couldn't believe it. This fellow who jumped, we called him Tito's because that was his customary drink at our Irish pub and cigar bar, was celebrating last night with a stunning lady, a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. He bought champagne for everyone at the bar and was headed to Portugal with her today. I remember distinctly when Tito's told me, "Joey, my life has changed for the better. I just landed a whale of an account for my firm. Life is good." So why would someone commit suicide after celebrating life the night before? I asked myself. After 16 years as a homicide detective with the NYPD, I knew this didn't add up. I'm Joey Mancuso, and my life has changed dramatically in the last year. For 16 years, since I was 20, I went from a police cadet to a first-grade detective with the NYPD Homicide Unit. Last year, I was forced to take a disability pension or face some cooked-up charges by Internal Affairs. My record was impeccable, and my ratio of solved homicides was number one in our precinct. However, it seems my methods, which had never been questioned before, were used as an excuse to boot me out of the force after my last case. On my way to solving the murder of a homeless man in the alley of the famed 21 Club, I probably stepped on some dog shit. The suspects involved were an up-and-coming politician and a Wall Street type with plenty of political juice. The NYPD suits made me an offer: retire or face charges. So here I am, the half-owner of Captain O'Brien's Irish Pub and Cigar Bar on the corner of Hanover and Beaver Streets in Manhattan's financial district. In 2016, my half-brother and the half-owner of the pub, Father Dominic O'Brien, and I inherited the pub from his dad, Marine Master Sergeant O'Brien. Father Dom is not your typical Irish priest. Yes, he is dedicated to his flock and his duties as a priest, but like me, he is a bit unconventional in his ways. 15 years my elder, he was my mentor, my moral compass, and substitute father. Every day, Dom takes time from his busy schedule to stop in at the bar and help in any way he can. If he were not a priest, he would be a great detective, as he also loves solving crime mysteries. Dom's demeanor could be mistaken for someone who was always serious, but those that know him know better. Reserved but affable. He is tall, thin, and good-looking. Blue, piercing eyes and reddish hair. My cell phone rang. The caller ID showed Dom's picture. "Hey, brother, how you doing?" I said in my Italian slang. "Joey, are you watching the news?" Dom asked. Normally, our TVs are on sports channels. Today, I had a news channel on. Yes, I saw a commotion two blocks away. Lots of police and first responders, so I'm watching.
"Did you see who jumped to his death?" Dominic queried.
"You texted me. Yes, I did, Artito. I heard his name is, or was, Jonathan something."
"I'm not buying the suicide line. I mean, I was there last night when he was celebrating his new account. No way he was depressed, like they are saying. To jump from a 21st floor window? Don't you agree?"
"You may be right. The only reason might be if the big-breasted platinum blonde with the tight red halter top he was with told him it was over last night." Father Dom didn't react to my reasoning.
"Let's follow up on this. I think we may have a case to research if it's ruled a suicide. I'll be in later."